by introducing myself. I'm Dr. Pamela Mertens. I'm the lead EdLink trainer with the Department of Education. And I'm going to go over the staff ages with you guys. As I was just saying, I know this has been a headache for most of you, and I want to make sure that all of you have the tools you need to complete your EdLink application. Okay. So we are going to get started here very quickly. Let me make sure all of our participants are in. Let's just give it just a couple minutes to see if we have any latecomers before we start. Now, I won't be reading the chat during this webinar because I'm the only one that's going to be teaching you, and I'm not that coordinated to do all that at once. So you may put your questions in the chat and they'll be reviewed after the seminar. You will not be able to unmute yourself, so don't get frustrated when you try to unmute. I want to make sure that all of my time is dedicated to showing you the processes of how to fill out your staff pages. Okay, so like I said, we'll give it just a couple minutes. We have a lot of latecomers. Thank you all for being on time, those of you who were. So let's see if we can get everybody else in here. So let's go ahead and get started. So I have my screen shared. Can you all see my screen? If I can just get a couple thumbs up. Okay, I saw some head shakes. Thank you, Janine. I feel like I just got through talking to you, Janine. It's okay. We're getting you there. Don't worry. Okay, so this is the entity dashboard. This is the dashboard that you should see if you are a renewal. This means that you've already requested your permissions for your entity. I've already approved them. So now you have access to your entity, which you would see over here on the side. And you'll see your entity details right here. Okay. And you have your entity snapshot with your staff and capacity and so on. All right. So down here, you would have your renewal button. If you are within 90 days from expiration of your license, this will be dark green. All of these will be dark green. Do not select any of these. The first four, they're off limits unless you are opening a new center. In other words, you have three and you want to have four. So this would be your fourth only for a new center. Otherwise, don't touch any of these until after your renewal's in. There'll be plenty of time to update information later on, but all of these require applications independent from your renewal. You can only have one application in progress at a time. So if you select one of these, you can't submit your renewal until these have been processed and approved. So you don't want that. Not if you're a September renewal. September is what we're concentrating on today, okay? And it's okay if you're in this room and you're not a September renewal, that's perfectly fine. You'll learn something for your October coming up. All right. Now, if you open this up and you know that you haven't clicked on anything and you know that it's time to do your renewal, but your buttons are light. Okay. In other words, this one's not dark green that you can use. Make sure that you scroll down to this section right here where it says pending applications. If you have any applications in there that you did not mean to start or didn't realize you started, just cancel them. There's a yellow button, just hit cancel. Most of the time, what I've seen is some of the common mistakes is people open this up and they click immediately on that update edit entity or update entity information. That immediately starts an application. Another thing that happens is they open this up and say, oh, I need to start putting my staff in. So they go to staff management. That opens up an application, okay? Anything that you change to your entity that's outside or not within the application of the renewal is its own application. So again, these are off limits until you get your license back, okay? Now, the caveat to that is those of you who are way out more than 90 days and you don't have any concerns about having another application open and you do need to make changes, then by all means, go ahead and use one of these. Just know you will not be able to submit your renewal until that gets processed. Okay, so keep that in mind. All right, so that's what your dashboard should look like. Now, when you're ready to, and I just don't want this to time out on me, home. There you go. So when you're ready to submit your renewal, you're gonna click on the renewal button right here. And it's going to open into an application page that looks just like this, but it's going to say modify or edit. Okay, this is a new application that I started just to show you how to fill out the staff pages. But your renewal is identical to an initial application, other than you're lucky enough that all of your information will be pre-populated. Okay, so you'll be able to just review old information that was transferred from CAFE or from other legacy programs, all your CCAP information, your CCCBC information, that's all integrated in within the application. So is a CCAP. So no longer do you have to do those applications independently. Okay, so now let's get started. I've already moved us down to the center owner because this seems like the first place where people begin to have difficulties. And let me stop sharing and make sure that you can see mine, because I don't want you not to see the right screen. There you go. Okay, just shake your head yes if you see the center owner. Perfect. Okay, so the first thing that we're going to do is discuss what we mean by center owner. So center owners can be used synonymously with directors as well. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're the owner of the brick and mortar, the facility itself. Okay, it can mean that. Okay, but it doesn't necessarily have to mean that. We have more instances where the director will put themselves in as the owner. Okay, especially if you have Head Start and you have an owner, but you want to have entity managers of the 15 Head Starts that you're in charge of. Okay, so when we enter, let's say we have a traditional owner. Okay, so somebody owns Babies R Us. Okay, so the way that we put the owner in is we're going to click Add New. Okay, and owner type. Okay, so the owner is almost always the officer. Just think about this as a rank and file kind of thing. Owner's an officer and your entity manager, your directors are going to be officers. And then if you have any designees or other staff that might help you, staff administrators, they would be agents. Just think about that hierarchy. There's no set decision you have to make. This is how they will be listed on the Secretary of State business license on their webpage though. So just choose them here. We don't use offshoot titles in EdLink. We use director or owner or director slash owner, okay? So just keep it simple, don't overthink it. The appointment date, I'm just gonna put a couple weeks ago. First name. And it'd be better if you just watch this and then you can try it later on your own. I'd rather you not miss anything here. Okay, so I'm just going to put a quick email address in here. It doesn't recognize content, but it does, EdLink does recognize formatting. Okay, so we need to make sure that you get the right format. Now, this next toggle switch is critical. Well, I'm going to say critical, but it'll cause you trouble later if you don't do it here. You're going to see this first question with all of your staff. You'll only have this one with your owner or director, but you'll see this question, this employee is an emergency contact for the center. If they're not, then just skip past it. If they are, select yes. Okay. And the reason why we want to know if this person's going to be, this is the owner, are they going to be working at the center? Because an owner would be required to have a CCCBC background if they're going to be at the center a certain percentage of time. Okay. If they're not, if they're just an owner, we check no, okay? But this option right here will throw a lot of you for a loop. I'm sure that some of you have run into this in your emergency preparedness section to where you've uploaded your plan, and then you go down to your contacts and you can't figure out how to add your on-site and your off-site contacts. Has that happened to any of you guys? I'm seeing a lot of head shakes, so yeah. Okay, all right. So we move down now. If you've been married in the last 5 years, then select yes. And this isn't so we can, be nosy. This is so that we can make sure that all your licenses and registrations are connected to the same individual for your benefit and for the people you care for. Okay, so the address information of the owner. Okay, and I'm just going to put whatever comes up here. Let's see. State, Louisiana is always at the top. I know that's not a real zip code. We're just going to pick something. Use copy to mailing to eliminate or reduce mistakes. That would be the same as over here. Now, this is a part two that I know that some of you are very concerned about or might not understand why we need this. Okay. Well, to have their date of birth and their social security number is the only way that we can link you and your staff to your CCCBC. Remember that I said it was integrated in with the application now. Okay, so you need to put your birth date, make sure it's factual, your social security number, and this will be the same for all your staff, your identification numbers, your driver's license or government ID. And let me grab a screenshot of that really quick. There we go. All right, so then you have the issuing state of Louisiana. Okay, and then you'll put your sex and race. And you do have a choice, prefer not to disclose. Okay, you can choose whatever you want. Okay, prefer not to disclose. All right. Okay, now we're going to hit save. And that's the owner information. Okay. All right. So we can have more than one owner. We don't just have to have one owner. If we have two, we simply add new. And we do the same procedure for the next person, okay? But let's say we only have one owner for this instance. All right, we're going to save and continue. Now we have our staff. This is where everybody seems to get hung up here, and I know it can be a little challenging. So we're gonna go through it, okay? Let me open this up here. Okay, so what we're going to do first is we are going to add new. All right, so it looks the same, almost the same as the owner. So we're going to do, spell today. That's definitely not how you spell Sally. There you go. Okay, and we're going to put a phone number and an email address. Okay, this is the email address that they would get communication from. Here's that button again, that toggle button. This employee is an emergency contact for the center. I'm going to make Sally an emergency contact, okay? So then we have the street address again. So I'm just gonna put some stuff in right here just to rush it along for you a little bit. Of course, I think your cities wouldn't be just jibber jabber. And then copy to mailing. Okay, and let me see if I can let all these attendees in. Okay, there we go. All right, so now we go down to personal identification. It's the same as before for the owner. Your social security, if your social security is not correct, you will get dinged with a deficiency during inspection, because we won't have a CCCBC for you. Okay, so make sure your socials put in there. As soon as you click away from that box, it redacts except for the last four. So you have no concerns. No one sees this. It's only used for linking with your staff ID and your that we issue you, or that you were issued, and your CCCBC. Okay, so now we go down to the position type. This is where it becomes critical. All right, now keep in mind that when you input a staff member or director, you need to have everything ready to go and plan on finishing this staff member in one setting. Now, some of the information will be retained. However, a lot of the personal identification information won't be retained for security reasons, okay? Depending on whether or not you were able to save your uploads, some of those will save and some will not. So if you have to leave this page for some reason, plan on having to re-enter some of the information. There's no way around that. It's just a security issue, okay? So let's go down here now. So position type, let's add our director in because we have to put our director in here. Okay, so we're gonna choose director. And number of years of experience, you need to make sure that you review bulletin 137 to see how many years of experience you need in order to be considered a director. Okay, the date you were appointed to current role, I'm going to put just a few days ago. Date you were hired in any capacity, I'm going to, let's go up here and just change this to 01-25, 2001. Okay, 2001. Are you responsible for other learning centers? If you are, check yes. The qualify for school readiness tax credit level, that will come about later on in the application anyway. So whether or not you hit yes here or not, it won't matter. It'll see if you qualify regardless. Okay, so I have all this information in, but I don't know what I'm supposed to upload, degrees and certifications. Well, that's what Bulletin 137 is for. It lists out your documentation that you need to upload, but there's another way to do this. Just go ahead and hit save and it throws an error up top. Okay. So you will need CPR training, pediatric first aid, mandated reporters, and ELC experience. Okay. However, there is one more that you're going to need if you are a director. And that's your pre-service orientation if you are receiving CCAP. If you are a Head Start, you do not need to do this. If you are not a Type 3, you would not be receiving CCAP, so you do not have to do that. That's specifically for CCAP recipients with Type 3. Okay, and before we finish, I will make sure that you have that website for that, or I'll put it in the chat for you later on, right before we close out. All right. So you'll need these required documents. Now, again, EdLink's not smart enough to know what's in the document, but they definitely know whether or not you've uploaded something in the required category. So we click Add New, and we go to Category, to Education and Training. That's where most of them will be found. And we're going to start with CPR first. Okay, so I'm going to put American Red Cross. And then the expiration date, I'm just going to pick a date out. Obviously, you put your legitimate date. Okay, I'm just going to upload any file. Okay, make sure you upload your Red Cross though. Now, EdLink will take almost any type of file, but make sure that if you're scanning your documents in, that you check your profile, your scan profile. Make sure it's set on black and white at about 150 DPI. And you can save them as bitmap, JPEGs, or PDFs. Do not have it on photo of any kind with a high resolution because your files will be so big that your computer won't be able to handle uploading them. EdLink can handle it, but your computer may not be able to. Okay, so once you upload your file, you can look at your file here to make sure it's what you intended to upload. So if you click on that, it opens into another screen. Okay. Now, of course, this is not really a legitimate file, but you can view it and you can close it out and it doesn't impede your application process at all. Okay. If you decide that you opened it up and said, oh my gosh, I uploaded pictures of my dogs. I didn't mean to do that. So you can trash it right here with a trash can and then just go to browse and upload what you meant to upload. Once you're happy, hit the check mark. Okay. Well, we have a few more to do. So we're going to keep going on this route. So education training, now we have pediatric first aid, certified by, okay, and I'm just going to put a few days out. Okay, I'm going to upload the same file. All right, and I'm not going to check this one, I'm just going to go with my gut and hope it's the right one. So we're going to add new, education training. Okay, and mandated reporters. Okay, we're going to choose a file, expiration. Okay, I'm happy with that one. All right, so now we're going to do some more education training. Now you need two medication administration certificates or certified people at your centers. Family home, in-home would be a little different for that. And if you have smaller centers, then you may not need two. So please check with your licensing consultant or the bulletin 137 to see how many you need for how many children you might have, okay? So medication administration. Okay. So far so good. Okay, so we're gonna check that one. Okay, and now we need pre-service orientation because I'm the director, so I'm going to be the one to take it. Now, if you are uploading your staff first, that can become a little troublesome. So get your director's information in there first because it'll continue to ask as you upload your staff for the stuff that should have been uploaded by the director, if that makes any sense. Okay, so if you're uploading a staff member first, it's going to ask for the pre-service orientation with the staff member, okay, because it should have been uploaded by the director. So get your director information in there first. Okay, let's see. Now all we have left is our ELC. So your ELC would be your last year's director qualification letter that came from the state. It could also be a letter of recommendation from a fellow director, a licensed director, attesting to your experience. It doesn't have to be notarized, just signed, a nice professional letter of recommendation, okay? So we're going to add this last one. This one is located under experience, not education and training, okay? And then we choose ELC experience, number of years, and we're going to choose our file. Now, if you have ancillary degree or certificates, educational degrees, additional things to put in there, I would recommend that unless it's asking for it, don't add it until after you get your license completed. And then you can do an entity change update or you can add it to the individual staff, okay? The reason I'm stating this is because we are in our soft launch and if it's working well, which it is right now for me, I would prefer you to get your application submitted and we can add the superfluous stuff or the additional education later on, okay? So now we are going to save and let's see what we get. All right, so Sally Ride is good, okay? So now we're going to continue. I have my staff member in there, the first one, the director, okay? Now, if you only upload staff and you try to go to the next page or even try to submit, it will say you cannot submit because you must have a director. So if you forget to put your director, EdLink's not gonna let you forget, okay? It's gonna remind you, you must have a director. Okay, so we're gonna hit continue. Okay, we're gonna go back to center staff from here. Okay, you can go back to owner, you can go back that way, or you can return to application home. And now remember, when you are doing your renewals, a lot of your information is going to be pre-populated. So you're already going to have a list of staff members if you had some before last year. But your job is to delete them if they don't work with you anymore. Go into this pencil and make sure you correct anything if they've moved. If they need to change their identification number, okay? If you want to update their years of experience, when they were appointed to this role, this is a good time to make sure that everything is up to date because when it gets to our licensing consultant, if they find something that's not up to date, they're going to return to provider, which just to let you know, is a very smooth process. So for instance, if you submitted your CPR for one of your staff members and it was not current, they don't reject the application. They simply return the application to provider with a link that takes you directly to what needs to be fixed with specific feedback on what you need to correct. And then you just scroll down and hit resubmit for review. Okay. Now you cannot submit your application without every required document to be uploaded. That doesn't mean that everything's going to be correct that you upload, but you must submit every document that's required. Okay. So we're going to add a new staff real quick. Let's do this again. Okay, and we're just going to add some quick phone numbers in here, email. Okay. This person is emergency contact. You can never have too many, so don't worry. It doesn't, you don't just, you know, get the opportunity to name one or two. You can have as many as you want. Copy to mailing, and then date of birth. Okay, social, want to make sure that's correct. Now, if you're an in-home family home provider and you're adding yourself as the provider and residence, yours will look similar to this, and you will need to make sure that that social security number is in there, okay? If the social security number is not in there for anyone 17 and younger, or excuse me, 18 and older. So anybody 17 and younger does not need to have it, but anybody 18 and over, they need to have that current CCCVC entered. Okay. So now we're going to just choose other staff. Date appointed to this role. Okay. Date hired in any capacity. We're going to do this, but I'm going to put, there we go, just a couple years ago. Okay, so let's do the same thing. This is a staff member now. We chose other staff. So let's see what's required, and we're gonna hit save. And it lets us save it, but it won't let you submit it, okay? So remember what you have to submit, and this is on your bulletin 137. CPR, pediatric first aid, and mandatory reporters. Okay, so we're gonna go ahead and do that right now. Education training, CPR. Don't get excited because it let you save it. We just did that so you don't have to re-enter everything. Okay, but that doesn't mean you're gonna be able to submit the application unless you put all the required documents in the application, okay? So we have three to upload for this individual, and then we'll see where we go from here. So we're going to add new again, education training, pediatric first aid, expiration date. Now, if you guys are doing the pre-service orientation, I don't believe they provide you with a certificate, but you can do a screenshot and you'll have to upload that. There is no expiration on the pre-service orientation, just so you know. But when you upload it, it's going to require you to put an expiration date in there. And I believe it lets you do up to 4 years. But again, it doesn't expire, but you do need to enter an expiration date to make EdLink happy. Okay. So then we're going to give this an expiration date here. Okay. And now let's see what it tells us. All right, we are good to go. Okay, so now we're gonna go to continue. This is your CCCVC background. Now, mine says no match because these are fictitious individuals, okay? But if you put your social security number in there correctly, then yours would have a status here. You'll refresh status that links to CCCVC of the state in the check system, and it will update your status is what you're looking for. You must have eligible or provisional. Those are green. So green is good. Any other color means they shouldn't be there, okay? And you may or may not receive a deficiency depending on the circumstances, okay? So we're gonna continue on. Okay, this is the other page that gets you guys a little bit hung up, all right? So we're going to download the template, make sure that if we're using our own template, that it addresses everything that's in the template. So if you upload the template over here, and of course it opened on another page, but you'll open it up, and I don't want to mess up my sharing, but it opens up onto another page. So please make sure that you've addressed all of the issues or the things that need you to address in that template if you want to use your own write-up. And that's perfectly fine. Or you can use the template. I would suggest that you transfer your information to the template so that you don't miss anything. Okay? Now, notice in this yellow bar, it says you must have one on-site and one off-site emergency contact. Okay? If you have an on-site and an off-site, you're good to go. Let's say you needed to add another offsite. Okay, we're going to add new. This one's pretty self-explanatory. Okay, let's see. Fred Brown is an onsite, so I can't add him as an offsite, can I? So that's not going to work for me. Okay, so I need to go over here. I'm going to hit cancel because I can't have somebody who's an onsite and an offsite. All right, so I'm going to add new offsite, and I'm going to put Ralph Brown. Oh, that's a phone number. Whole name gets typed in here. So used to skipping over on the different tabs, and the phone number and the email address. Okay, and then we're going to hit check. And now I have one of each. Now, these on-site ones, those came from those toggle switches. Okay, those came from the toggle switches when I was entering in this staff, when I selected they are an emergency contact. Now, if you don't select them as you're entering in the staff, when you go to add your on-site here, it will not let you. You may see your name or somebody else's name in a dropdown, but it won't let you select it. You'll need to go back to your center staff page, click the pencil like this next to the individual, and you'll want to edit it and make sure that you select that toggle button that this person is an on-site emergency contact. And then when you come back to this page, they will be listed here. Okay, and I'll show you what that looks like. Okay, now, if I need to change that staff page, I'm gonna go back to return to application home. Now remember, this is an initial application I'm doing, and your renewal, all your information, or at least 80 to 85% of the information will already be populated, and you can't change it, okay? Except to edit staff and stuff. Okay, so if I want to make Fred an on-site, I'm going to click in his. Okay, he's already an on-site. If I want to make him an off-site, I click no. And that will change on that emergency preparedness page. But I'm going to leave him as a yes. And I'll go down here to save. Okay, we're going to continue. We've already gone to the CCCBC. Okay, we've uploaded our emergency plan. Okay, we're going to save and continue because we have all of our contacts. Now we're to the CCAP. Okay, so you need to scroll from top to bottom. You physically have to scroll from top to bottom before you can accept it. Now, if you're Head Start or receiving grants, you still must answer these questions. They are just provided to make sure that you have read the CCAP, because the state wants everyone to be a CCAP, and it's mandated if they're type 3. The only way they can opt out is if they're Head Start or receiving grants, okay? So you'll put your initials in here, attesting that you've read it. It doesn't mean you're going to get it, okay? It's just attesting that you've read it. CCAP is integrated in the application, so there's no way around it, okay? So we're gonna put, we're gonna put our center rates in here, okay? So you'll add your center, it's probably what, $80 a day, $35 part-time, 20 is a cap, 25, I believe, 20 maybe. Let's try that one. There we go. Okay, so I'm just going to do a quick copy down here. Your rates are probably very different from this, depending on the age of the child too. But you'll put your center rates. Okay, not what CCAP pays you, but you'll put your center rates in here. Okay. Do you charge a registration fee? If you do, make sure you account for this. Okay, make sure you fill out all these. If it's a half day, if it's for overnight care, per child, per family, annually or one time. If you don't, just leave that at no. You will need your time and attendance agreement. You can download the form above here so that you can print that out and follow that template, complete that form. And then down here, you're going to put your name as a director. If you are a staff administrator and have requested permissions as a staff administrator and you already have an entity manager, then you may be the HR person and you will have access to everything except the banking information and license changes, okay? So a staff administrator can complete renewals and new applications to help out their entity manager, okay? So now you have your academic approval. So part-time or full-time, you'll scroll down the exact same way. You'll hit I agree. And you'll note down here, your application will be valid for the following calendar years. Okay, we have, some of you used to see 2 years on here because we had crossover. Well, we're trying to make sure that your academic approval is done at the same time that you do your renewal. Everything is all done at once. Okay, we're almost finished. Now you're going to select your program partner chief administrator. This is normally your director designee, or it could also be a staff administrator. Okay, it's up to you. Okay, position type. This is who's signing it here. Okay, again, date of birth. Now it will catch your, it won't know if your date of birth is the same as you entered on any previous pages, but it will throw an error if your date of birth is not rational. Okay, so just keep watching those errors. Then we hit save and continue. All right, now we have the document upload. So the description of everything that needs to be uploaded is right here and right here, as well as it's in the instructions on step one. So you can always go back to return to application home, open up step one, and you'll have the instructions, okay? So we're just gonna quickly download your documents here. I'll let you read what they are for. And if you guys are renewals, you've done this plenty of times. Some of the new things that you might not have had to do before are your center pictures, your zoning, and your proof of ownership. Those are some new things that are now mandated by the state. So all of the bulletin requirements and regulations are within EdLink, okay? So even though it seems like it, I didn't have to do this last year, well, things change. So we have your babies that you're taking care of. So we have to take every precaution. So make sure that you upload everything that's asked of you, your social security card, that is a requirement. Okay, a legitimate copy of your social security card, plus your W-9, your tax forms. And your zoning information. This one throws people. Now it's required for just these parishes, okay? And if you click on any of the links, it takes you directly to the zoning link page, and you're only required to click on a document for your parish, and it provides you with the zoning of where your address is located. You don't have to leave your office or leave your home, okay? And then you upload that document, you hit save and continue. Banking information. So if you are receiving CCAP, make sure that you download this template. Complete it. It's a direct deposit authorization form. And it's probably going to open into another screen, but that's okay. I don't want to share it because I don't want to lose you here. Complete that, scan it in, upload it. Make sure everything's very legible. Okay. All right. Your money means a lot to you and those kids. So make sure it's neat and you can read it. And then we're going to save and review. If you are receiving grant or Head Start funding, This is not something you have to upload. However, remember I said that EdLink expects to see a document uploaded everywhere it's asking for one. So what you're going to do is you're going to upload a Word document or a PDF that simply states receiving Head Start, not receiving CCAP. Okay, same thing if you're grant, receiving grant, will not be receiving CCAP, but make sure you upload that document in there, okay? Because if you don't, you can't proceed. Okay, so now it takes us back to the application home. And remember, yours is going to say modify and edit, or review and modify, okay? Review and modify, I believe, yes. Okay, so scroll all the way down. If everything is green, okay, you're going to submit the application. Now on your renewals, you're going to get a review page. Instead of coming straight to here, you're going to get a review page to where you need to confirm all of your changes. Okay, so it's going to show you an original value. In other words, if you were taking care of three-year-olds and now you're going to start taking care of five-year-olds, so you changed it to five, it'll show what your original value was of 3 years old, and it'll show you what you selected. So go through all of those carefully, check the box next to it that confirms it. That way, if you've missed anything or you've made changes that you didn't mean to make, you can always go back to that section and redo that area, okay? Once you're satisfied with that, you're going to hit confirm, and it's gonna take you to the page that looks like this, and you're going to submit your renewal application. Okay, you're gonna submit it. So again, the staff, make sure that if you receive, especially your renewals, you're gonna see this a lot. So when you have all of your staff, your previously input staff from CAFE and other programs, you may see the word select or incomplete in red. Okay, doesn't mean you made a mistake. Just go over to where the pencil is, click on that person that has the select or incomplete in red, and update the information. Where it's going to take you is often it will ask what the title is up here, or it will take you down here for employment details and upload of their certifications. Do not assume that because your staff is listed, because it's a renewal, that all their documents are uploaded. As a matter of fact, none of their documents are going to be uploaded. It's your responsibility as entity manager, staff administrator, to make sure that every director and staff member has all of their documents in EdLink. The first time is a little rough. I get it, because some of you have a lot of employees, all right? But they can also help you upload the documentation as well. If you've already had your licensing done, if you're in here just to learn how to add staff, and you have another, let's say 11 months before you have to submit again, have your staff help you upload stuff. And I can show you how to do that. We'll have more webinars on that. So they can give you a hand with that too. But keep in mind, the specialists, the inspectors will not carry out the inspection if all of your staff have not been entered. So please keep that in mind, okay? You must enter all of your staff. Now, if you have a new hire, let's say you submit your renewal and you have a new hire, you have somebody that quit before the inspector gets out there. There is flexibility for that, so don't worry. We're not trying to be that rigid, and we will help you or make sure that you enter the staff before we complete the inspection. But technically, they will not start the inspection until all of your employees are in, okay? And that wraps up the session that I had planned tonight. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop the recording, and then I will take a couple questions from the chat only, and I'll respond to those. Let's look at these. Okay. Actually, I'll leave the recording on so we can get some of those. Let's see. Okay. Okay, if you are having difficulty, then please email me. You can send me an email, and I will put that in the Actually, I'll just give it to you. It's Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A, dot Mertens, M-E-R-T-E-N-S, at la.gov. Okay? If you are having difficulty getting access, please email me. And if you've emailed me before, then please email me again, and I will make sure that I send out an option to you very quickly. Okay. We will make sure that you get your application in time, but you must send me an email with your full name. Make sure you sign the email and what your center is. And the issue as to what is going on, why you can't get on. And then I will send an option back to you very quickly. Not the same day. Okay. All right. So let's go back to the chat again and let's see what else we have. Okay. The biggest issue I'm having is a system freezing and I have to start over when inputting staff. Okay, Kathy Morgan said that. Okay, so I don't know if you're still having that issue anymore. It should be corrected. Kathy, are you still having that issue? Can you put that in the chat? Just say yes or no. Okay, you are still having that issue. Okay, what are you trying to upload? Kathy, I think I've worked for you. I've worked with you before. Okay. Yeah. Shoot me an email and we'll see if we can pick up where we left off with yours. Okay. Because the corrections should have been made and a push with fixes in it went out today. So you should be having some corrections or should be able to see it by 9 a.m. tomorrow. Okay. What if the owner is only for substitute purposes? Should that be considered on site? I also had an interaction. Okay. Recognize. Okay. So if the owner is only there for substitute purposes, you need to read your bulletin 137 because it will tell you what percentage or how much time the owner can be on site before they need certain information or CCCBC. Okay. Call your consultants. I'm here to explain how to use EdLink, not to answer licensing questions because I will most definitely be wrong on that. Okay. I don't want to put you in a position. Okay, so the email, let me see if I can post it to everyone. Now, this is not to vent. This is to request specific help. Okay, there you go. And let's see if I can put that for everybody. Let's try that. There we go. Okay. All right, so I'm going to take one more question, then we're going to wrap up here. So let me see. I'm doing the application now, and it's asking for mandated reporter and ELC experience degree. I know nothing of this. Okay, Sarah, you'll have to read Bulletin 137. Mandated reporters is pretty self-explanatory. Make sure that you read up on that. Let me see if I have the link. I don't believe I have it current here, but on Louisiana Believes, if you go under licensing, they will list all these. Now the ELC, that one's a little more challenging. That would be your director qualification letter from the previous year, stating that you have the qualifications and experience necessary, or you can have a letter of recommendation from a fellow licensed director or designee, okay, or the owner, okay? And you can upload that, okay? And I put the email in the chat. Okay, and if you're a home daycare provider and you have no staff, that's fine. You only list yourself as provider. So when you go into the staff page, when you start to enter your information, you'll see that the position options are slightly different and you'll select provider. Okay, I can only upload these on my computer, right? No, you cannot use your phone right now. You have to use a computer, okay? That is our goal in the future, that you'll be able to do that on your phone, but not right now. Okay, let's see. Okay, I'm seeing a lot of licensing questions here. So I do want to request that you reach out to your licensing consultant. Okay. Yes, you will be able to go back and view this webinar once the recording is rendered, and I will ask that it be posted on the licensing page. Let's see, Darlene, you asked, this is the same application for directors and providers. I'm not sure what your question is. It sounds more like a statement. But yes, directors and providers, like in-home family homes, yes, they're all providers. Okay, I've gotten to my dashboard, but I need to know where to go from this point. Okay, so let me drop the instructions in here one more time, the access instructions. Okay, and let's see. Once you have the access instructions, if you will look at the last two pages, it will show you how to request access to your entity. Okay, Jean said, I missed what you said about renewal that is due in September. Do we start a new application? Oh, never start a new application. No, if you're a renewal, you do not start a new application. Make sure that you get your access requested through your permissions using the last two pages on those instructions for access. And then once I approve those, then you should have an entity dashboard, which looks like this. And let me reshare. I think I've already signed out, so I'll sign back in. Just 1 second. Share. Okay, so your dashboard should look like this. You'll have your entity information right here, and your entity will be listed over here. And you'll have quick links here, and this is where your submit renewal button is. If you're less than 90 days from expiration, it will be right here. If it's not highlighted, or excuse me, if it's not dark green, check down here and see how I have this application in progress that I just did. So none of these are going to be highlighted for me, okay, until I cancel that. And then these will highlight again and my submit renewal will be open. Do not select any of these unless you are opening an additional center to what you already have. Okay, so someone was out April this year and gave you this info. Do I need this? She received, I'm not sure what info you mean, I'm sorry. If the upload is not staying in the box, what's going on? It will not save. Okay, I'm not sure without seeing the actual page to see what's going on. I would have to see that. So I would recommend that everybody attend our support hour at least once. We do manage to get to everybody. I would recommend that you don't expect to be the first in line. So if you have work you can do next to you while we're waiting on other people, we'll call out your name when it's your turn. So, you know, don't look at it as wasted time. Have something to keep your hands busy while you're waiting, okay? Oh, there's the link. Thank you, Janine. Janine just put the link to Mandated Reporter. Awesome. All right, ladies. Well, that is it. And if you have any questions, please email our EdLink support at la.gov. I am personally part of that team. So we'll make sure that we look at all of your emails. And again, we have 1,700 plus providers. So we do get back to you as fast as we can. Many of you that were on here tonight have already had communication with us and know that it's true. We do get back to you. If you are having access issues, in other words, yours is due to renew at the end of September only, and you are having access issues, in other words, you have not been able to see your entity dashboard, email me or the EdLink support email right away, and I will shoot you back an option so that we make sure your application gets in on time. All right? All right, everybody. You all have a good night. I'm so glad that you came.